Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 17, Pretoria and Polokwane 19, Rustenburg 20 degrees. President Cyril Ramaphosa's called a joint sitting of the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces for the opening of Parliament on the 18th of July. The session, aligned with Nelson Mandela International Day, allows the President to outline the priorities of the 7th administration. Here's spokesperson Vincent Mgwenya.
The opening of Parliament on this day is a fitting tribute as it calls on individuals and communities to take time to reflect on Mandela's values and principles and to make a positive impact on communities and globally.
Now, the Activists and Citizens Forum says political parties must stop spreading the lie that the people of the country have told them to all work together. The forum spokesperson Dennis Bloom says on the 29th of May, political parties convinced voters to vote for their different political parties. Bloom, however, says at no stage did voters agree to a government of national unity.
The ANC won the majority of votes. They got 40% of the votes. Why are they not forming a minority government? On the other side, the DA and some smaller political parties want to go through the back door into government, gunning for ministerial positions.
The Smile ID report has indicated South African ID fraud tops the continental list, urging the swift phase-out of the green barcoded ID book. Despite introducing the smart ID card over a decade ago, the government yet to retire the old IDs. Security expert Andy Mashatile highlighted the vulnerability of the green ID book to theft and fraud. He told SABC News smart IDs are five times likely to be used for fraud.
80% of the identity fraud happened just towards the end of 2023. Government had indicated that there was going to be a digital identity that we can then be able to identify people, be them South Africans or people of foreign origin.
The city of Ekurhuleni says customers can expect a moderate increase in their utility bills from the 1st of July due to updated tariffs. The city spokesperson, Zweli Dlamini, says water will increase by 9%, sewer by 7%, refuse removal by 6%. He says the electricity tariff will see an increase ranging between 11 and 12% as per the National Energy Regulator guidelines.
We have tried as a city to actually keep the increases as minimal and affordable as possible. We also want to appeal to those of our people who are struggling to pay for services to apply for the indigent package, because that package is actually created to ensure that those who can really not afford to pay for services do get to enjoy basic services.
And we end off in England, where junior hospital doctors have begun a five-day strike. It comes a week before a general election in which the state of the National Health Service is a major issue. The NHS is grappling with a massive backlog caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. A recent survey suggested that less than a quarter of Britons were satisfied with NHS. I'm Chanel September, more news in Afrikaans at 11.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Got me feeling like I wanna be that guy.